It's just after 7 o'clock on Thursday night. I've just left Warman, otherwise known as Turkey Creek, having had a quite large dinner and an ice cream. For those who are worried, I actually had some Brussels sprouts with my dinner. I've been getting quite a lot of feedback about my diet. Basically, I try and eat what appeals to me, figuring that my body will tell me what I'm deficient of. So far, I think that's working. And the chicken and mushroom roast tonight looked quite appealing at the roadhouse, and I enjoyed it. I've been in a motel room at the roadhouse at Warman all day. Got in there 7 o'clock this morning. Had some breakfast, did some washing. Oops, there goes a kangaroo just ran in front of me. Caught up on a few chores, and then slept for about 6 hours during the day with the air conditioner on. It was quite warm. And got up at 5, tinkered with the bike, did a few things, and had the dinner, and now I'm on my way. The next town, or next settlement of any kind that I come to, is Halls Creek, which is 160 kilometres away. So my guess is I'm going to get there about 3 a.m. Of course, nothing will be open. I don't want to waste time waiting for something to open so I can resupply. So at Warman, I bought what I think I'll need to get me all the way through to the town after Halls Creek, which is my goal, Fitzroy Crossing, which is 450 kilometres away. So I'll still have 290k to go after I pass through Halls Creek. My best guess is it's going to take me about 24 hours. Depends a bit on how tired I get. Still a bit short on sleep. And my guess would be that in that last hour or two before dawn, where it always seems to hit me, I'm going to get very tired. This morning I actually dozed off on the bike a couple of times and woke up as I was riding into the gravel off the side of the road on the other side of the road, and managed to stay upright. Sobered up a bit when a short time later a couple of road trains came through from the other direction. I decided that was enough incentive to stay awake, and then as the sun got up properly, then you tend to revive. Because I'm effectively travelling for 24 hours without resupply, I've got about 3 litres of water, about 2 litres of Coke. I'm assuming I probably will be able to restock the water in Halls Creek or somewhere along the way if I need it. Got some sandwiches for breakfast, some vanilla, some caramel slices. In fact, I pretty much raided the roadhouse and bought quite a few muffins and stuff like that, along with a block of chocolate and some coffee milk, which I forgot too. So my backpack is quite heavy at the moment, which is a bit irritating. It means you work up a sweat quite quickly. It's still about 20 degrees centigrade, even though it's dark. I think that I'll be drinking and eating faster just to reduce the weight of the backpack. Actually, I won't do that, but it's tempting. I've managed to pick up an ABC station, and we'll listen to that for a while. The reception sort of fades in and out a bit, although it generally improves at night. And then I'll maybe use the iPod. One problem I have listening to the radio at night is that all my electrical bits and pieces, like the dynamo on the front wheel that drives my front lights and stuff, they all interfere with the radio reception, and the only place I can really put the receiver where it where it seems to get reasonable reception is pinning it to the top of my helmet with the wire hanging down. So I probably look pretty stupid if anybody can see me. I got quite a bit of email while I was at Warman. It had mobile phone and next generation reception, which I hadn't anticipated. It's quite exciting getting all the emails encouraging me, and particularly gratifying to hear how much support Scott Levi and the ABC Central Coast team are giving me. Of course, it's a double-edged sword. It's good encouragement, but also makes me deadly afraid that something will happen that will stop me completing the mission. I hope that doesn't happen. The chafing problems that I had yesterday seem to have recovered, I think, courtesy of avoiding sitting on it during last night and then looking after it today. I'm sitting down at the moment and it's okay. So hopefully it'll stay that way. No doubt it'll warm up tomorrow during the day, but I shouldn't overheat tonight. I'm in the Kimberley. It's great scenery around here. Of course, I'm not seeing anything right now, but it was a fabulous dawn this morning and had the Bungle Bungles off to the left and mountain ranges all around, outcrops. Just nice country. Well worth coming and see. By the time I get to Fitzroy Crossings, I'll be out of the Kimberley region, and it gets a bit flatter from there over towards Broome. Tonight, however, I'm expecting to be riding up and down a few hills. They don't tend to be that steep, but they're long, and they do cause you to work. That's it for now.